I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to part two of In Sickness and in Health. Diane, is there
do
anything
you have any,
about...
Yeah, I don't feel like you'll have any. You feel like a bit of a free spirit where you don't get hung up on stuff.
No, I do get annoyed, but not really. I think it's more just that you're so slow. Like, if Joe was to be like, oh, yeah, I'll cook you dinner tonight, I'd be like, well, you have to start, like, yesterday, basically, to have dinner ready, because you're just...
It's nice to have a method.
Slow.
I'm a rule follower.
Go through stuff.
Oh, yeah. And that too. Can't break a rule.
I'm a rule follower. I have to...
Do you like IKEA?
Yeah, I like flat pack. That used to be, I feel like that was on my Tinder bio.
You two are very...
Pre-Diane.
I think love said, IKEA.
Like, flat pack furniture. That was one of my
You two are very similar, Joe and James.
Yeah. You both love Lego, don't we?
You like being quiet and calm and
but also video
stuff,
games. We love the video game thing of completing something
like
and going through something. Yeah.
Like a hobby.
Yeah.
See, I don't have a hobby.
Do you have to go to the airport like 10 hours early?
No, because I know exactly when to get to the airport.
James has got a little leather wallet that he's had for years where I've got no idea where we're going, what time it has to be. James is in charge of all that.
Do you print your boarding passes off?
Yeah. Or I try and get them on the phone. Yeah. Because that's very easy. But a lot of the time you can't.
No.
They go, like, oh, this service isn't working right now.
You have a backup,
but I do have this leather wallet. Which I think would be described as what the ladies say these days is a bit of an ick.
It has a little bit.
Bit of an ick.
But it's got you can get four passports in it. So I've got the whole family in it.
Oh, wow.
I can slip in the boarding passes.
If your Murray Mints.
Yeah.
Originals.
But what annoys
there's
me the
a pen
most...
in it in case I might need a pen.
But what annoys me the most about that wallet is that he will take it out whenever we need it, and then he always puts it back in his bag.
Right.
So, hold on.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
So, whenever when you're going through airports, it's like, oh, you need your boarding pass, you need your boarding pass to do this, you need your boarding pass to buy stuff now, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's always this huge, big kerfuffle because James has to take his backpack off and then he unzips that and then he gets his wallet out. And the wallet, by the way, isn't just one zip, it goes all around it. Then he opens it up and
it's
then he's
like a little file effect.
Yeah. And me and the boys are just standing there being like, what happened to you?
And another thing,
to be cool.
And then another thing as well is that once you're at passport control, and it's usually four of us and we're in a group, I get the four passports back. And then I have to check and put them back in the wallet in order.
Yeah.
Oldest to youngest.
Oldest to youngest.
not concerned about the people in the...
No, no, I won't be rushed. I will not be rushed. Because that is... It's at those moments where you lose your passport and you lose your boarding passes and stuff.
It's so
Don't rush me. I've got a system and this is what I do to make sure that we don't lose anything.
There's people behind us. The person who's just looked at the passport is like, right, thank you. Yep, you can go. Yep. And James is like, hold on!
It's another...
I've got a system!
It's another 40 seconds max.
It's really embarrassing, though.
But you will. You'll end up losing. You, if you just chuck everything back in a bag and
but
stuff.
But you're right, and you said it for me, that's an ick, which is a good question. Any icks?
Icks.
When you just go,
oh, yeah.
I've got loads. I'm a walking ick.
You love a painting of your, what are they called, orcs?
No, what, that's not
from
an ick.
Yeah, but that's, it but is because you wear a magnifying glass.
Yeah, but that's a long time ago. And
you wear like a...
No, right, okay.
Like a monocle.
Like a one-eyed piece.
It's sounding like an ick, Joe.
Like
you're dating Geppetto.
Is this your Warhammer?
Yeah.
Warhammer collection, so, and he paints them with a really thick magnifying glass.
I used to be into Warhammer when I was a kid.
Joe, you're so cute. I love you.
Lord of the Rings Warhammer in particular, but I do like Warhammer. I'm a 40k as well.
I'm way on Lord of the Rings.
And then during lockdown, I was like, you were away or going to Australia. So I thought, what can I do? I'm so bored. And I thought, do you know what? I might rekindle an old hobby that I used to have. So I bought some more Warhammer. And I thought, I'm going to start collecting orcs.
Now, these are tiny, tiny figurines.
Yeah, little figurines.
That you have to paint yourself.
You paint them yourself. Right.
And actually, Joe, I'll tell you what, I know this because there was one time you came to stay at ours with Diane.
Yeah.
And me and James took you to an antique place, remember?
Oh, yeah.
And they had those little things.
Yeah, yeah.
And you did spend a little while telling me that you did this. I just remember how interesting it was.
I got thrown out of a Warhammer shop when I was a teenager.
What, for taking the piss?
Yeah, I went
I knew it would be.
See?
I went in there and started making stuff up. Like, I'm looking for a Flavin 4500.
No, Flavins are actually a thing.
No, they're not. Because the bloke went, don't know what you're talking about, mate, and I'd like you to leave now.
That was Joe. That was you behind the counter.
So you rekindled a little project.
Yeah. So I bought a load to think, right, because Diane was initially going to go to Australia that Christmas. So I thought, right, I'm going to buy some.
Big plans.
My Christmas is going to be just... Me, my magnifying glasses, with a little light on there.
No, I get
just
it.
Painting these Warhammer. Listen to some good music.
I got into refurbishing Game Boys for a while.
Oh, wow.
Do you remember this?
I remember that. Yeah, that was a neck as well.
I would I'd buy an old Game Boy off of eBay, like the original one, and then I would buy a brand new case and screen and stuff, and I would take the whole thing apart. And which is quite difficult, actually. Yeah. And then I'd put them all back together again.
Yeah.
And it was during, I think I was filming White Gold. So I was working 6 days a week. Mm. And then I had one day off the Sunday. And Claire walked into the kitchen one Sunday and I had circuit boards and special screwdrivers and stuff and screens and things spread across the dining room table. And you just went to me, is this it? Is this what you want to do on your day off? And I was like, yeah, I'm having a good time. Yeah.
Pretty involved.
Jude's learning to walk, and you're like, ah, bah, 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 bah.
I don't think you have any icks.
Do I not?
No, you do. Yeah, so, first one is... No, I think for me, it's
driving with your toes.
Driving with your toes, yeah. No.
Go on, Joel, let it up.
What gives me... When you try and make me smell the back of your, like, because you're quite like...
Oh, yeah, I like smells.
You're...
I do. I love a smell, like a belly button or a back of an earring.
Oh, you wouldn't want to go anywhere near my belly button.
I know that you're very... You're that... And I've got an aunt who's like this, right?
Crazy aunt.
My aunt Gladys is like this, where... She always wanted to clean my ears or pop spots pull hairs out of like my granddad's nose. And I know you're very like that. You want to get into people. You
just
love it.
Love it.
You love popping spots and smelling stuff.
Yeah,
and
I do. My brother, I probably shouldn't say this, but he used to...
he won't hear
he
this.
He collected... No, he won't. He used to collect Band-Aids and put spices on them. Like he's like a flesh... Like one that he... You know which one too. Yeah. Have a guess which one would have done that.
Andrew.
For sure, yeah. Andrew.
Wait,
and he used to like put like a spice from mum's cabinet. Like like a cooking spice.
Yeah.
And he used to be obsessed with the smell of like a Band-Aid and a bit of spice.
Wow. Yeah. That is niche.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say to that.
So niche, isn't it? So I grew up with things like that.
Yeah.
Right.
So therefore, that's how I am, like I am today.
We were talking, well, yeah, no, I sort of get it.
It is nice.
I used to have the thing.
It's not bad smell.
You don't see them anymore because you don't really see cobblers about much anymore, do you? But there used to be a cobbler on the...
I had questions there and I was like, oh, it's all right, don't worry about it.
There was a cobbler on the Dagenham Heathway and I used to love walking past it because it just smelled...
Yeah.
I used to love the smell of a cobbler's.
Yeah, yeah. A certain sniff is that it's good.
Which is fine.
The smell of Timpsons.
That's what I said.
Yeah. They're not the same.
They still smell good.
They're more for keys, aren't they?
Yeah.
They still smell good.
What I do to smell of Woolworths again.
Oh, God, remember that. Remember the huge big pick and mix thing they had?
What, you had Woolworths here?
We did. Yeah.
It's a totally different thing.
You stole it. But, like, the original Woolworths was like a bit of everything. Remember like
You could get Lego in there
as well.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Everything.
Yeah.
Right, your non-negotiables were a bit rubbish. Your ex were a bit rubbish. You like each other too much. So I'm going to do some quick fire non-negotiables.
Okay.
Right? So you can say, yes, those are fine, or no.
Not that they're fine.
Yes, that you can tolerate it.
Okay, yeah.
Or
yeah.
No, can't deal with that.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Snoring.
No.
I can tolerate it.
Annoys me.
Does he snore?
I've never snored in my life.
No, you know, actually, you don't snore.
Because no one's ever told me
actually, sometimes you... Didn't you buy those little...
You bought those. because you're into all your sort of...
I'm sure you bought them, but...
Maybe I did.
Yeah, I think you did buy them. Oh. Little stickers for your nose to help because you get a bit nasally. You get a bit nasally.
But I never snore.
No, you don't
I've actually
snore.
Got a video of... I filmed you last night. I actually filmed you last night because you were making...
Twitch.
You're making weird noises.
Really?
Right. Okay, we're gonna hold the quick fire in the negotiables because we're gonna watch this video.
Look,
you're very well.
Was I like?
You didn't make noise, Jesus but you Christ. Were before that.
How are you asleep with all that stuff?
I know.
All
you've
over
got
you?
A headband.
You got a headband. You got
an
sleep
eye mask.
Yeah.
Oh, so your lips look very
she was
oiled.
Going, she was going like. In her sleep, over and over again. So it wasn't quite a snore. It was more like a...
Really?
Yeah.
So is that more irritating than a snore?
Yeah.
It was just a bit unnerving.
Claire snores, even though she won't admit it.
No, I do admit it.
I showed Claire a video.
I do
It was literally
snore.
A couple of weeks ago.
You snore too?
I do not. I make really weird noise when I was asleep.
James is a twitcher.
Oh, I twitch a lot.
One
twitcher.
Of these.
Yeah.
Twitcher.
It's when you get that feeling of you're falling.
I have a jump, yeah. I'd make myself jump during
sleep.
No, but
you twitch all the time, though.
It's inception.
There's sometimes... there was one time where Harrison wasn't feeling well. I think both the boys weren't feeling well. And we took each kid to bed.
Right.
So that they weren't on their own and stuff. I took Harrison and Claire took Jude to make sure they weren't going to throw up all over the place.
Oh, in separate rooms?
Yeah.
Right.
And... usually, if there was one sick, I'd let you take care of it. But we were, you know, they were doubling up on us. And so Harrison's already not feeling well. And we're like in the guest room. And I'm like, just get some sleep. You'll be fine. Like, I'm here if you need anything. Da, 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 and he's not feeling great. During the night, I was having a nightmare. You know, like if you have a nightmare where you're paralyzed and you cannot move and you cannot make a noise or anything.
Oh, I hate them.
I start doing this in my sleep. Like that.
You were, Harrison said you were like, like making insane noises.
So I was
my whole thing was like,
you'll be fine, I'm with you, don't worry about it.
I think Harrison
sleep
was about
demons
eight or nine at the time. So my poor little Harrison, who was already sick, was standing beside James going, Dad, it's all right.
And I wasn't waking
up.
Like, I wasn't waking up. He was like nudging me and stuff, and I wasn't waking up at all. And eventually, when I did wake up, I was going, what's going on? And he was like, oh, you're doing all this. I was going, you must have been fucking terrified. So I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry, mate.
Oh, dear. Harrison and Diane have got a good little thing going, didn't you? He made you a special little bracelet.
Oh, so cute.
I think he is a little bit in love with Diane, but we won't say that.
I love him.
He's cute. Let's get back to quickfire. So snoring, we've done. This is an obvious one, but not brushing your teeth.
Oh, I'm terrible for that.
Yeah, that's...
I am.
I can't tolerate that. once in the morning, once in the evening.
You're such a, again, rule breaker at 101. You're like, to the minute, really, you brush your teeth.
Yeah.
But I could easily go some days.
And yet she's got her teeth are so much better than mine. Which doesn't make sense.
That's what I mean.
Well, see, sometimes when you do stuff to... See,
good genes,
to
good
be
genetics.
Fair, yeah. You are very, very... You're similar to Joe there. You're like, I have to go and brush my teeth. Like, if I'm already...
Yeah.
You know, if I've already started the day...
The problem is that I've got an app on my phone that logs how long and how often I brush my teeth.
No, you don't, really? Yes.
Yeah, and if I break my streak... So I've got to do at least twice a day for at least 2 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
Right. As interesting as this is, James, I'm gonna push forward. I'm gonna push forward with so a quick fire non-negotiable.
Oh, speaking of something else that makes me sick as well. What you were saying about earlier, how you like the smell of belly buttons.
Belly buttons. Yeah.
You do not want to come near mine.
Really?
Literally, what was it, about a week and a half ago? I went to you.
Why do you want to bring this up?
I've just cleaned my belly button for the first time in about 5 years.
Yeah, you see, it's...
Because I can't, like, if I get soap in my belly button, I feel like I'm going to be sick.
Really?
And my belly button gets all red.
Because it's not used to...
You've got
an innie, right?
Yeah, I've got an innie, and it is full of, like, skin.
The innies are the good.
See, mine's not. Mine's...
There's just nowhere to go in on Joe. Yeah, is the problem.
It's like it's just there.
Yeah, so there's nowhere to go in.
Like, you know, in the cartoons, you see like a bit of chewing gum and a paperclip stuck in the belly button. That's what I feel like you've got going on. Like bits of like just old food and just general bits and bobs. down there.
Okay, farting in bed or just farting in general?
Weirdly,
I feel like you're a fart.
Oh yeah, farty, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Like I said, Diane loves smells. So at the moment, we're playing a game.
Oh, Diane.
it doesn't bother me at all.
At the moment, we play a game.
You should live with him. And me and Joe should just go on our separate way quietly, watching Lord of the Rings, living in peace.
I think I am the guy to end that game, your love of smells.
Well, we're playing this game at the moment called Guess My Fart. So I'm like, I've got a fart coming. Guess what it's going to sound like. So I'll go like,
that's a good game.
And then I let it go, and we haven't quite grasped it yet.
But
do you remember that time you farted and it said Claire?
Yeah. Yeah. It did. It was like Claire.
Yeah, he's dead. And I went, did you just say
Claire?
I was like, that is how much I love you.
Yeah, it's exactly what you said. Yeah. That's exactly
but
what
I
you
can't,
said.
I can't deal with your farts.
No.
Not that they're, I just can't, I'm not a smell, I'm a gagger.
Yeah, me too.
You know what I mean? A gagger.
Me too.
I think just knowing where it comes from and like, your hygiene. I just know it's not good for me.
I'm a smell. I can't handle smells.
No, you can't.
Changing nappies for me was always a big deal.
Yeah,
like, I'm clear. Shock. James never did that.
No, I did. I'd have to eventually, wouldn't you?
I could count on one hand.
Well, don't,
do you tie the nappy sack around your head?
Oof, I'm not going to pretend that I was shit.
That's a good.
That I was shit hot on that. But there'd obviously be times where you would go out and I would be alone with the baby.
There was one time I was at Sainsbury's and I was doing a shop when Harrison was a little tiny baby and he had a big old blowout in the nappy and you called me and you said, how long are you going to be? I said, I'm halfway through.
No, and if you're like 2 minutes up the road or something.
You were going to wait. You were going to leave that poor baby.
No, I was not. No, because our kids never had bum rash or anything. Like you could eat your dinner off of our boys' bums. No. That was something.
I'll pass on that one.
But Claire would be like, she'd suddenly turn into this person with like six arms and stuff, and it'd be like, and all done. Like it'd be done. Whereas me, it'd be like, right, lift the legs up.
You're missing out a pivotal part of every time you did that, which was very...
Well, I'd be gagging and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be me.
It would take me a good, I reckon, about 7 or 8 minutes to change the nappy.
Because
it would be
myself.
Done in stages.
Yeah.
I'd be like, right, get the nappy off. The nappy's off. Right, okay,
dramatic.
Brace myself. Now we get the wet wipes.
We've already discussed that's your job, isn't it?
I'm more than happy with that.
Because if
Diane
I got...
Diane will be fucking... Like, that's a good one. Yeah.
Honestly, if I got a bit of, like, shit on my thumb or something like that, I'd be like, Like, even though it's my own child, I'd be like, oh, God, no, it's on my thumb.
It's I wouldn't be able to solids, look at it. Isn't it?
Well,
solids,
yeah, so it. I remember one time when we were out and about and we were like, we only had Harrison at the time and we were like, I can smell, like, is he, he's had a shit, he's had a shit. Yeah. So I think we were in a restaurant or something. No, maybe not in a restaurant, but he was wearing like a little vest and little trousers. So I just pulled the trousers down and I just stuck my finger in the nappy.
Yeah. So that was Claire's test.
And then it came out and James was like, I cannot believe you just did it. And I was like,
a dipstick.
What?
That was Claire's test all the time.
Because I just put my finger in.
Because sometimes babies just fart and they make you think. Smell. And then you've gone through the whole, oh, we've wasted a nappy now.
Yeah.
But Claire would like go underneath the leg and just put a finger in to see if shit came out at the end of her finger.
That's fine. Right.
You could look. There's like so many more steps before the finger goes in.
No, sometimes you can't. Like, you don't want to lift the kid up. No, sometimes you just put it in, you come out and you're like, oh yeah. Right. Indecisiveness.
Oh, we're both a bit like that, aren't we?
No, you're a bit more, you have a clear mindset of what you want to do and what you want to achieve and stuff. Whereas I'm a bit more like, I need the opinion of 15,000 people before I do anything. I'm a bit more, but I'm a bit more.
Does that annoy you then that he's indecisive?
Oh yeah, that does annoy me. Yeah. And then do you? But it probably annoys you that I'm just so, let's do this. Yeah.
So then do you need Diane to be the one who makes the decisions?
Over time, I've realised, no, not so much Diane.
After letting her make those decisions.
Yeah, no, I do ask your opinion a lot of the time, don't I?
Yeah.
I do. I ask you a lot for advice and stuff still, but it's...
You've become a lot better at making decisions and just doing it.
What I'm not good at is explaining myself to people.
Oh, God, you're so bad at that.
What do you mean?
Like,
overshare. Like, so if someone asks me a question, like someone asks to see my ticket and it's the wrong ticket, perhaps on a train,
you'll give them the backstory.
I give them so much information that's not needed.
Right.
And
you're a panicker.
You can see they're going, what? But you keep going for more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Joe, probably stop now.
Yeah.
I'm nudging him like, you've got to stop now.
Yeah.
They don't need to know that bit.
Right.
It's time to move on to the segment of the podcast I like to call Marital Mayhem.
So Marital Mayhem is when it's usually couples who have been together for a while and they've got something that's irking them. Right. So they tell us instead of telling the person that they're with.
You guys have been together for a long time, so we'd love to have your input.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, I've got a marital mayhem for you. I've been married to my wife for a few years and we've got a great relationship. Good. Brilliant. That's a good job, isn't it? There's one thing that has started making me feel a certain way, which I need advice on. I've got this mate who's a really nice and pretty funny guy. However, my wife seems to think he's the funniest guy she's ever met. Every time he makes a joke, she is bent over in hysterics, laughing more than she's ever laughed at my joke. Growing up, I was always the class clown, so hearing her find another man hilarious doesn't sit well with me. I'm thinking I should either speak to her about it and have to reveal my jealousy, or just distance myself and my wife from this joker friend of mine. What are your thoughts? Cut hear me out.
James, did you write this?
I feel
like this is coming from you.
I love that you know that.
No, but I would be exactly the same. Well, because that's all I've got.
No, you've got a strawberry cheek like, then. Really, that's what you've got.
But that's funny. Everything about me.
Can I really,
physically,
really,
emotionally.
Right, this reminded me, really quickly, I remember, and this was when we first got together. We hadn't been together that long. I may have already been pregnant. I don't know. Those lines are very blurred. But we were serious, right? And we were in the flat. And I remember talking to you about a guy that I used to know who was a friend. And I said the words to you, oh, he was the funniest guy I've ever met. And you got really, really offended.
He's pretending he can't remember it.
Yeah.
He definitely can.
He knows the smells. He knows everything.
Yeah. And I remember you being like, oh, yeah, funniest guy you've ever met. Yeah.
No, it does hurt. It does hurt.
How do you feel about that?
See,
because you're funny, Joe. You are funny.
Thank you.
Actually, you are very funny.
Even
thank
on
you.
The way here today, you were making me howl.
I was doing silly. She was holding my hand in the tube station, and I was walking funny the whole way.
He does this like all the time.
Walk. Yeah,
it's kind of like embarrassing but funny.
Yeah,
that's what James does. Yeah,
it's hilarious.
I had a big umbrella with me today, and I was.
He was walking like Willy Wonka.
I was flicking it.
The Glasgow edition.
Oh my God! Have you seen that?
Yeah,
we've got to talk about that. I know.
I've got a bit more of like a kind of caveman-esque type view on it.
Go on.
Which is sort of like, I think instinctively, there should be something between guys in this situation where, like for example, I've been in situations where I've been making somebody's girlfriend laugh a lot. This is pre-Diane.
But then
in my head, I instinctively, as much as it'd be good for my ego to continue being the funniest guy in the room or whatever, I will dial it back because I can see, you can kind of see, it affects a sense thing, right?
Yeah. Right. Well, Joe, I don't think that's true because when we were all together at our house, me and you spent the whole time slagging James off.
On a separate occasion, yeah.
No, I get what you mean. I think... So you think the friend's to blame here?
But the friend, it's not really the friend's dilemma though, is it? So the friend is kind of like, look, I'm just doing... This is just who I am.
That's but is I'm... he playing on the... If the wife's bent over laughing, he's playing on that?
Well, if it was me, it would be really simple.
I mean, I'll just be like, the husband's just going to get funnier.
There's that.
Like, there basically, you go. There's that. He's just going to get funnier.
I would genuinely go and work on some material.
Yeah.
I'd be like, right, I'm fucking having you next time you...
Get over it again.
Or I would just be sitting there going, this is the last time I'm ever going to see you.
Yeah.
You're
never coming back.
I think it's
you're
good. Like, friendly competition is... Like, even if they don't know it, it's good to be in competition with someone to a degree in your mind because then it spurs you on to then better yourself in a way. Do you think?
Yeah, I guess so.
That seems like a lot of pressure.
Diane, do you think Joe's the funniest guy you know?
Well, she has to say yes.
No,
Diane will tell the truth.
Yeah, you are. You definitely are. Yeah, I have a lot of like...
I would have taken top five.
Like Robbie and Jake and all those boys.
I'm third already. They
make me laugh as well, but in a very, very different way to what you make me laugh.
Yeah.
You can actually make me laugh like hysterically without even knowing it. If that makes sense.
I can get the cackle.
Yeah, you get the real cackle.
Yeah, that's good.
And then do you make Joe laugh a lot? Because you are very funny. Sometimes you don't mean to be funny, but you are very funny.
Yeah, I think I make you laugh in like disbelief.
You do. But I'm not really like a laugh out louder.
Oh no, I actually
ironic, because I've laughed throughout this whole podcast. But like
you are.
You're a big faker.
No, but it's I'm genuinely having fun. I promise you.
And you're drunk, so.
Yeah. But no, you do make me laugh a lot. But I think it's like the thing. It's the things that you don't even like. You're very unintentionally funny.
Yeah.
Like, jokes wise, maybe not. So, like, no. but just being who you are is funny.
You are funny. We say that about Diane all the time. Like even that time when you started eating her pretzels. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Weren't they about a year out of date or something?
Yeah,
they were like a year out of date.
I went to the toilet, James was doing something, Diane just started helping herself to these pretzels. And then I walked in, and Diane, the first thing she said to me, she was like, your pretzels are terrible. And I was like, yeah, no, they're out of date, don't eat them.
They were just sort of display pretzels,
because the jar looks good.
Yeah.
But the way you say things and the way you approach things is just so honest, which makes it funny.
That's true.
So how would you then feel if Joe like came home one day and he was like, oh, this woman, oh, she was the funniest woman I've ever met.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing against women.
I would be like, I would probably Instagram stalk her. First.
Find out who she is.
I would find out who she is.
Wow.
And then see if she was any competition. And then
you want to see how she looks, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically.
Right, yeah.
Really?
Is she prettier? Yeah. Is she prettier than
you? Yeah.
Because
like,
you know
is
what?
She got kids, is she, you know, she
you
got
can
family.
Be funny, but if you're no prettier than me, then
yeah,
that's
exactly.
The point you're making.
Yeah. No, I would definitely do an Instagram stalk. Act cool first, but deep down I'm like Inspector
I
Gadget.
Do think that would hurt. I think that
it would
is kill. A thing.
It would
I do
hurt.
Think that's a thing for
it
everybody.
Would, it would be a stake through my heart.
Okay, so what's the advice then? We've got...
Cut him out. Got to get rid of that, mate. Got to get rid of him.
Cut
He's
him
a
out. Work on material.
He's a threat.
Really?
You've got to get rid.
Yeah,
I think it's like a balance of both, isn't it? It's like, slowly maybe edge him out, but also...
But the poor friend.
Work on yourself.
Yeah.
But then he might not know the reason. And if he knew the reason, he'd love it as well. Well, I'm
well,
too funny for
it.
You, am I?
Yeah, like, that's I think it. It I'm just... better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know.
Good I luck. Think...
Got to get rid.
I think... Oh,
Cause
I
you
don't
definitely
know,
can't.
Cause...
You definitely can't address it with the friend and be like, look, my missus finds you funnier than me. I think that's a bit
No,
a
that's
bit
mental.
Awkward. So, that's a bit that, sort
that
of...
That would be quite funny in itself, though.
See, I don't want to ask you if I'm the funniest guy you've ever met because I don't want this to become... I don't want... It could really derail the marriage. let alone the podcast.
No, you are the funniest.
Right,
you
good.
Are the funny.
Come on, I was making you laugh today. On the tube on the way in.
It's probably out.
I was doing that bit where I was going through... We were trying to look at a film to watch tonight, so I was looking at different films.
James, you're such an idiot. I can't believe you're bringing this up.
I was looking at different films. And I was like, is it still winter, Claire? And he was like, probably not. And I was like, well, because I'd like to give you this. And there was a film called Winter Bone. And she went, right, yeah, no.
Hey, I don't laugh too much, right?
And I went, no, it's definitely still spring.
She went, no,
it's spring.
No, it's spring now. And I went, all right, fair enough. And then I found a thing, what was it called?
No, because then you went, because I'd like no,
there was
to...
another film and it was like, oh, because that would be my perfect
scenario.
There was another film called Perfect Scenario. Because I was like, because if you would let me, it would be my perfect scenario.
You just showed me the phone.
And then I got to another one. And then this just came up in like the list. And I went, because if I'm being honest, I'd love to take you up the chitty chitty bang bang.
That is good.
Yeah,
right,
that is
but
good.
I'm
no,
sitting
he's
next
so proud
to
of that.
No,
I was,
like,
I was
so
laughing
proud.
More, to be fair. I was laughing more. And you were giggling. You were going, you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, you're an idiot. I don't know where this whole, oh, you're the funniest guy I've ever
that's
met.
That's funny. It's whimsical.
Anyway, this poor guy, what's he going to do?
Get rid of your mate. No problem. Mm. You don't
Just
need friends.
Get rid of the mate. I don't know. What do you reckon?
Or...
Does he talk to her about it? Or is that going to make him seem like a bit of a dweeb?
Because I think that'll come across a bit of like a...
Yeah.
So I may make it look a bit like...
Yeah, you can't have conversations. You can't have a conversation with the mate. You can't have a conversation with her. You've just got to very subtly edge him out.
Okay.
Get rid.
Yeah.
All right, there's James.
And work on yourself as well.
No, that's too much work.
No.
James is firmly putting himself...
Could he find a funny friend as well?
What he needs to do is not invite him as much and invite his ugly, unfunny friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
This is the thing, is that's the guy handsome?
Goes, oh, where's funny Craig? Why don't you invite him anymore?
Yeah.
He's dead. He died.
Yeah, he's not heard. Oh.
Died,
then
yeah.
She's really going to start missing
he died
him.
In a really depressing, sad way as well.
With my hands running
and he had
thrum.
No funny final word either. It was really like really unfunny.
He was crying for his mum. Right, we went dark there. That's good. That's where we're going to leave it. Right, this is the final part of this podcast, and it's a very important part of it. Yes. It is called The Vow of Change.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, we've been together for a long time. A lot of things annoy us about each other, and sometimes there's stuff that we want the other person to change. Mm. So, rather than talking about it at home, we save it and we do it on the podcast in front of each other.
Yeah.
However, I mean, James always struggles because I'm perfect, but... Mm. This week, we're getting the week off, because guess what?
Oh, is it us? Down to us, right?
So we would like you to make a vow to each other.
Do you? Well, hold on. The first thing is, do you have anything that you would like Diane to change? Even if it's just for the week, or if it's forever, yeah. Whatever it might be.
I know what you would want me to do.
And vice versa.
I don't... Nothing, darling.
No, sure. You want me... to make sure that I get the skids off the toilet when I go. I know you do. I know, every time.
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
You love Diane!
You
do. I wasn't going to say
you
it.
You want me, because I do leave them. I put my hand up. I do leave them on there.
Well, can I just say...
That's not where you're supposed to be putting your hand.
Can I just say, last October, yeah. Me and James were at your house. Diane wasn't there. She was away working. And I said to you, oh, can I just quickly use the bathroom? And you went,
check.
Yeah, check. But if there's any skids, that's Diane.
Yeah. He gets so upset about a skid.
I didn't think we were going to talk about this today, but that's fair enough.
This is a little opportunity.
I will use that scrubbing brush that is in every single toilet.
I've got special scrubbing brushes to deal with it.
Sometimes there's two in one toilet.
Yeah.
Silicone ones.
Yes, we have. Yeah, yeah.
I bought Claire a silicone one for your birthday.
Much more hygienic.
Oh, that's fun.
But I would.
That's not
like
a job.
You to just to check. Like, when you use a toilet, just have a look afterwards. Turn around and see if there's anything there. Because I felt you're in such a rushed...
She's a busy woman.
Oh, no, sometimes I see him.
I get. But you leave them there on purpose.
Yeah. Proud of him.
It's like medals of honor.
It's like reading tea leaves.
I cannot describe how similar James and Diane are. It's insane.
But it's not just like...
Sometimes you do something, and even though it might be disgusting, you do it, and you go, fucking hell, did I do that?
Did I produce that?
That is mental.
Because yeah. As well, like I'm mortified of the fact that when we have guests come round, that they might go in and see it.
That you had to pre-warn me.
So this is the thing, right? And we have to keep Harrison.
Yeah.
Don't use the downstairs toilet.
Downstairs toilet. If you're going to have a big old
if you're having a shit, go upstairs, relax, enjoy yourself, no rush.
Yeah.
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 But don't use the downstairs toilet to have a shit, because we might have someone turn up and they go, oh, can I quickly use your toilet?
Bypass
and then you
that.
Have a moment of like, hang on a minute. No, you can, but let me just go in and check.
Exactly.
But then the thing is, sometimes you've left them there for so long. And I
know
if I see him,
toilet.
I'll get rid of them. But then they're like immortalised in the porcelain. Like a tattoo almost.
They've seeped into the porcelain pores.
So then, especially with these silicone bog brushes, they don't quite, they do the job, but I'm there for a good 10 minutes trying to just scrape away your graffiti mark. So it'd be nice to not have to do that.
That's a good one. And that's one I reckon you could handle.
Oh, definitely.
Just got to do it for a week. See how you get on.
For 1 week.
For one whole... It's got to be a week.
A week. I'll do it.
And we're going to check up on you before we come in next week, and we're going to see...
I'm going to take photos. If there's something that I'm taking
photos... No, I don't want a photo, Joe.
And you can put them online.
Well, you can send it to James. Diane,
my shit's glitter anyway.
Yeah, it's all strictly sparkle, your poo.
Your turn now, Diane.
Something
you want from Joe.
Oh, what do I want from Joe? Oh my God, to break a wall.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Get the panic in his face.
To break a wall. Make me feel weird.
It might be the thing that breaks the seal, though. You might turn into like a
bad boy,
like a biker or something. And
what kind of rule could you
like
break?
Like sort of Marlon Brando in The Wild
Ones. My Warhammer with the wrong paint.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it could even be the smallest rule, because you're...
Like a kick a squirrel.
No, you can't cook a squirrel.
Okay.
Joe went straight to
today,
animal
like,
cruelty.
Sat in the P seat.
Oh, he sat in the
priority seat
priority
on the train.
Seat on the train.
It was very empty.
Which was reserved for like pregnant ladies.
Yeah, but you
could
sit there. If a pregnant lady turns up, you
can best believe that whole
like,
journey.
Let's save ourselves the hassle of moving later.
I don't sit on them. Yeah, he does.
Because
I'm fucking...
Yeah,
TV's
priority.
Jay from The Inbetweeners.
Oh, is that what priority means?
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
When maybe I see someone on crutches or a pregnant woman, I go, what do you want me to do, love?
I'm Jay.
Shall I jump the barrier on the tube on the way home?
Even though you've already paid.
Oh yeah. My God, yeah.
I've still got a ticket. Yeah.
Ooh.
I might stand on the left-hand side of the escalator and not move.
I think I brought this up on the podcast a few weeks ago. I was really tempted to pickpocket Claire.
Have you done it yet?
It's impossible.
I think I could have done.
Absolutely impossible. I'm fucking Batman.
Come on, Dot. No holds barred. I'm a very flawed individual.
You are.
The problem is, though, and the reason why you guys, are so perfect is that Diane's just so easygoing.
Yeah, I'm not.
You don't
really
get hung up
on
stuff, do you? I bet you don't go to bed at night going, "You fucking done that again."
Oh no, I thought you see me. I fall asleep. Exactly. All my gear on.
She's asleep.
I didn't even know you filmed. Like, it literally took me 2 seconds to fall asleep.
God, I wish I was Diane.
Yeah, I wish I could do that.
What would it be, Joe?
What rule do you want him to break?
Yeah, do you want me to break a rule?
I'd love you to break a rule.
You don't even have to be specific. Just something simple that doesn't actually, you know, you don't have to break a law or anything like that, but just something like a societal rule that you know that you should do. And this week, you, in your head, you just go, fuck it.
I could not put the thing behind on the shopping.
Oh, that would absolutely make you sweat, wouldn't
or
it?
Or leave the trolley not in the bed.
Yeah.
No, let's not go too mental.
Yeah, let's not go too far now.
No, but yeah, leave the...
Because you would think about that trolley for weeks on end.
Yeah.
Leave the little plastic barrier on the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't put...
Are you up for that?
Are you up for not putting the...
Because you have to...
Because you have to
make this vow. We've got words and everything for you to say.
I can do it.
Okay.
Nice.
All right, so...
You'll feel so free.
So, Joe, repeat after me.
Yeah.
I, Joe.
From this day forth.
Promise to not put the little barrier on the, the conveyor belt.
Promise to not put the little barrier on the conveyor belt after my shopping, my food shop.
Good. Okay.
Good.
Rock and roll.
And I, Diane.
From this day forth.
Promise to clean the skids off the toilet bowl.
Brilliant.
Yes, it's only for a week, so don't worry.
Just for 1 week.
It's only for a week.
Be for longer.
It's only for a week.
Indefinitely, no.
That's great. I'm going to feel good. You're going to feel good.
No, I feel like we're cleansed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we are going to check up on this next week.
Good.
I feel like you guys...
You'll voluntarily let us know when she hasn't done it.
Yeah, no, I will let you know.
I am on a bit of a detox at the moment too, so they're coming out.
I feel like you guys don't need to get married.
We've made such great promises to each other on this couch.
That's your vows.
There are a lot of people out there now going, no, they have to get married. They need to get married.
That's not who our listeners, don't worry.
No,
don't worry.
No,
don't worry.
I don't. You don't have to.
Our listeners don't care. Well, guys, thank you so much for being here.
Oh,
I couldn't think
you.
Of a better couple to kick it off with.
Absolutely brilliant, yeah.
Are we your first couple?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
That's so fun.
I mean, I know that because I listen to the podcast.
Absolutely, yeah, of course you do.
Yeah, of course, everyone.
How about you vote if I can tell the truth?
No, I actually have. You can quiz me. I have listened to every episode.
Well, thank you so much. That was such a good time. And, James, do you want to do the outro and we'll wrap this up?
I'll do the outro and we can go back to our lives. Don't forget to join us next week where you'll be able to hear whether or not Joe and Diane stuck to their vows. I might dip in throughout the week. I'll text you every couple of days or something.
Yeah.
How you doing with your vow, mate? If you could get video footage next time you're in like Tesco's or Sainsbury's or something.
You best believe I'm going to be videoing this.
No offence. Do not want any video footage.
Or you'll get it anyway.
Don't forget to subscribe on all platforms and follow us at In Sickness and In Health Podcast to take part in our weekly polls and to send us any stories, messages or voice notes that you wouldn't tell your partner about. All that's left for Claire to say is that a sentence? I don't know if that made sense what I just said then. But say what you got to say, Claire.
See you next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. Yay.
Thanks for having us. Thank you.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.